ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been handed a temporary reprieve from the threat of immediate extradition to the United States. The High Court in London has given US prosecutors 3 weeks to provide assurances that he would not be prejudiced because of his nationality or face the death penalty if he is extradited. Even if the extradition is ultimately granted, Julian Assange's lawyers have indicated they would appeal to the European Court of Human Rights. Jennifer Robinson is a human rights lawyer and a member of Julian Assange's legal team, and she joins us this morning. Jennifer, lovely to speak to you.
Good to speak to you, Patricia.
This is not exactly what Julian Assange's legal team had wanted, but it's not immediate extradition either. What's your reaction to the court's decision?
The court's decision today validates the concerns that we've been raising for a very long time about the risk to free speech of Julian's extradite to the United States, the risk he'd face the death penalty. But of course, as you said, it's a brief reprieve. The US has been given the opportunity to again remedy what is fundamentally a flawed extradition request by offering political promises, diplomatic assurances that are not worth the paper they're written on. So it's an incredibly unsatisfactory situation where you've got an award-winning Australian journalist and publisher who could be extradited to the United States on this ruling today if the US offers mere assurances. And that, we say, is simply not acceptable.
Can you just explain the assurances the court has asked the US to provide?
Basically, the court is concerned that the US has said that Julian won't be entitled to First Amendment protections as an Australian citizen, as a non-US citizen, if he's extradited to the US. And the indictment, the facts in the indictment could lead to the imposition of the death penalty. So what the court has said is, we want assurances from you that he will be able to rely on First Amendment protections, that he won't be prejudiced by reason of his Australian nationality, and that he will not be subjected to the death penalty. So it remains to be seen why the US, in 5 years of pursuing this case, whether they will grant those assurances, given they haven't given them to us in the 5 years they've been pursuing this extradition request. But if they offer them, then we're in the very real risk that Julian could be extradited.
Mm. I'm assuming it's not difficult for them to rule out the death penalty, but how difficult is it to prove that he won't be prejudiced because of his nationality?
I think there are some very difficult questions that the US will be asking themselves when looking at the form of an assurance in this case, whether the US can in fact give an assurance that the courts will ensure that Julian has First Amendment protections, because the case law in the US is difficult. So I think this is not a straightforward question, but our position is, leaving aside the assurances, this is a case that should never have been brought. It poses a fundamental risk to free speech, and the US shouldn't be offering assurances. They should be dropping the case altogether and bringing it to an end.
The High Court justices dismissed 6 of the 9 appeals grounds. What avenues now does Julian Assange have?
In respect of those grounds, and indeed if the US does offer these assurances and we're unsuccessful in pursuing this appeal in the UK, we will be pursuing all of these points before the European Court of Human Rights. We have an application ready to go. We are prepared for the worst of all outcomes, which is that his extradition will be ordered, and we'll be picking up these points with the European Court. We have a strong application, but of course, provisional measures from the European Court is an exceptional measure. It's not guaranteed. So we very much could be in a situation where Julian Assange's extradition to the US is ordered anytime in the next couple of months. And that is a real concern when you think about the implications of this case for this Australian citizen and more broadly.
Have you been able to speak to Julian yet?
I actually went to prison to see him this afternoon after we received the ruling. So I spent the afternoon with him going over the judgment. And this is weighing really heavily on him, the ongoing legal uncertainty, the imminence of his potential extradition. It's having a huge impact on him and his family. So this is why we continue to say that this case needs to be resolved. We need to have the continued support of the Australian government, raising this with the United States, asking them to do the right thing, which is to drop it and to allow him to come home to Australia.
Yeah, I imagine it's an incredibly anxious time. Was there any sense that this reprieve helped at all?
Well, any reprieve is welcome, but sure, this is not the outcome that we want. What we really want is for the US to drop the case. We will continue to fight this in every avenue that we have available to us legally to challenge his extradition and protect him from extradition to the United States, but this could be resolved at any moment if the Department of Justice does the right thing and drops the case. This is a violation of the First Amendment. It is criminalizing public interest journalistic practices. Free speech groups in the media are unanimously against it. It's time for the Biden administration to do the right thing and drop it.
We know now that there is almost, it is unanimous, the kind of support from the Australian Parliament and the Australian political leadership in relation to this. Is that making any difference?
It has made a huge difference to have the support of our Prime Minister, the support of the government, and now the support of Parliament. It is not going unnoticed in the US, and I can say that from my time in Washington working on the case, that people are noticing, and the political support that we have from home in Australia and from the public is incredibly welcome and has changed the conversation. But it's really time that the Australian government puts pressure on the US to get this done. This is an urgent situation and one that can be resolved by the Australian government continuing to support us and to put pressure on the US to drop it.
Okay. The Prime Minister, as you say, has made it clear what he believes should happen. Do you have any sense of what's happening behind the scenes? Do you think enough effort is being put into putting pressure on the United States?
We are grateful for the support of the Australian government. We continue to work with the government to try to resolve it. Of course, the Australian government could be putting more pressure on the US, and we'd like to see that. So the more pressure that can be brought, the more likely we are to get a resolution and the more likely he'll be able to come home.
What sort of pressure?
Australia is an incredibly important ally to the United States. We have a huge amount of both military and intelligence cooperation. The Australian government, if the Australian government is making this clear that this is a priority, then we ought to get a resolution. And it would be disrespectful to our relationship if the United States continues to ignore the Australian government in their requests.
After this, ruling, do you feel like Julian Assange is closer or further from extradition to the United States?
After the ruling today, he's certainly closer to extradition. As I said, we could be in a position where he could be extradited in the coming months if the US offers these assurances and the courts do what they did in the earlier round of appeals and waves through diplomatic assurances. This is an incredibly serious situation for him. So we are one step closer to his extradition, and the urgency that ought to be placed on this case and sorting out some sort of resolution, I can't overestimate it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Robinson is a human rights lawyer and a member of Julian Assange's legal team.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.